We are joined by Michael Nash. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you? Thanks
good, for good. Me. We're excited to have you because this is an amazing event happening Saturday on Mount Tam. Tell us all about the Sound Summit.
Sound Summit is located at a really incredible venue. It's the Mountain Theater. It's a 4,000-seat stone amphitheater built in the 1930s, about 2,000 feet up Mount Tam. It has incredible views of San Francisco Bay, the city, the Pacific from one side. And what we're doing is we're having a flagship event, which we hope to be going on for many years to come, to benefit the mountain. And we have a great lineup. We have Tedeschi Trucks Band. We have Dr. John and the Night Trippers. We have the Mother Hips, who are Northern California favorite.
Yeah.
Portland Cello Project, which is kind of an out-of-the-box band from Portland and plays everything from Beck to Radiohead to Taylor Swift on cellos. And a local act, the Mother Truckers, who grew up in Marin County.
Now, I've been to the Mountain Theater to see plays and things like that. Are you guys going to have, like, they have shuttles and things that get people in and out of there. Have you planned for all of that? Because it's
oh, we certainly have. Yeah, we have a fleet of buses going up from Mill Valley.
I know that Sound Summit is a benefit for the actual mountain. Can you explain to me what exactly are the needs of the mountain?
Sure. The state parks budgets were slashed pretty dramatically a couple of years ago. Some parks faced closures, others lost services. So, let me put it this way. To keep the mountain seeming like it's separate from the modern world and timeless and beautiful, it takes a lot of work that escapes our attention for the most part, and certainly worthy of support. So there's everything from trail and bridge restoration. They're wanting for equipment and personnel, really. They don't have enough rangers to do the work they need to do.
Mm.
So our intention is to sit down with key park personnel afterwards, see what the needs are, and allocate funds accordingly.
This is a really impressive bill. How did you convince all these people to do this benefit for Mount Tam?
Persistence of vision, I think. I'm very passionate about this. I produced an event 2 years ago there called Mount Tam Jam. It was a similar idea. We had Cake, Galactic, Taj Mahal, and others. And it was such a resonant experience, very powerful emotionally for everybody there. I felt this is something that should happen there because it's such a gorgeous venue. 1967, this was the site of something called the Magic Mountain Festival and Fantasy Fair. It included bands like The Doors, The Byrds, Jefferson Airplane, and probably about 20 others. It was a week before Monterey Pop, and music critics in America, historians consider it the first outdoor rock festival in America. So there's some hallowed ground there.
That's cool.
I'm really impressed. I cycle up Mount Tam all the time. There's barely room for me on my bike and a car. I just can't get my head around how does all the equipment and the tour buses and mounds of everything that's needed to put on a festival, how does that get up Mount Tam?
Well, we truck up everything that fits as far as what's allowed on the mountain and make several trips. As far as tour buses, they stay on the ground. We take the artists up in vans, and we have a fleet of buses from Mill Valley to get people up the mountain, as many as 25 buses.
And people can hike there, too. It's really cool. You can just hike along, and then suddenly you're there in the theater. And the other thing I want to ask you, because this is the day-long event that's happening from 11 till 7 p.m., it gets hot and sunny up there, and there's, like, a few shady spots. What do you recommend we do to stay safely covered?
It's good of you to ask that question. I mean, what I would advocate to everybody, and hopefully it cools down from what it's been the last couple of days, but bring hats, bring sunscreen, bring water. We'll have water, hydrate, and, you know, try to find the shade. Unfortunately, it's not all shady, as you know, as you mentioned. But people seem to do well with outdoor venues historically, so hopefully we'll figure it out. We'll try to keep everybody as hydrated and cool as possible.
And I see you got two special guests there all day long doing the MC duties. I know these guys. How did you pick Brian Murphy and Paulie Mack? Those guys are posers.
They're sports guys. We're the music people.
Well, I'm not judging, but I'm saying how did you choose those guys?
I'll defer on the poser's comment to someone else. They had me on the radio a few months ago. They actually had me on the radio 2 years
ago. We're having you on the radio now.
I know.
Well, they had me first.
That's funny.
Okay.
And actually, it was just so much fun. I had this idea when we were after, you know, we did the call-in.
Yeah.
I just thought, this is either crazy or brilliant. And I shot him a note. What do you guys think about this? And they 5 minutes later, we're in.
In their defense, they're Marin County guys.
They are, and they love music, and they love the mountain.
Yeah, I know Paulie Mack is a huge deadhead, and I know he's always wandering in the forest talking to, you know, toads and stuff. He's all kind of psychedelic.
Can I ask you one more question,
sure.
Michael? Are pets allowed at this event?
Service animals.
Okay.
It could be a dog, a ferret.
as long as it's
a falcon,
got that,
whatever. That as long little... as it's doing service, you're going to have that animal there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Michael Nash with the Sound Summit on Mount Tam on Saturday the 19th. If people want tickets, where can they go?
They should go to www.soundsummit.net. Buy tickets, more information, everything you need to know is there.
And what's the capacity of this?
The venue holds 4,000. We're allowed to sell 3,750 tickets.
Exactly. That's cool. So it's Dr. John and Susan Tedeschi and all the Mother Hips. Great stuff. Thanks.
I have one more very, very important question. Are they going to be selling those nice padded cushiony seats at this event?
That's a mountain play thing. Okay. I mean, next year I'll recruit you for that adventure. Okay. We'll see what we can do.
I'll be the seat lady.
And if you're really good one of these days, you'll be asked to MC the event. If you're as good as those dweebs down the hall.
Yeah, that'd be a good K-Fog promotion. Like, raise face on it. Like, sit on my face, please.
Right. If you convince me, I'll shift my allegiances over here.
All right.
I did want to add that both Bob Weir and Derek Trux are signing guitars for our silent auction. Bob's going to donate one of the guitars from his collection, and Derek's going to sign a signature Derek Trux Gibson SG. So people who love guitars and sign guitars by great guitarists, they'll be there too.
Excellent. Right.
Thanks,
you.
Michael.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.